Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States condemns in the strongest possible terms the July 3rd terrorist attacks carried out by Daesh in shopping districts in Baghdad. They were among the deadliest attacks in Iraq's capital in years, killing at least 215 people, many of them women and children, as they broke fast for the holy month of Ramadan. These acts of mass murder are yet another example of Daesh's contempt for human life. Daesh terrorists murder the innocent to attract attention and recruits. They will not succeed, said State Department spokesperson John Kirby. We will continue to unite the world against this evil, remove their safe havens in Syria and Iraq, and uproot their global networks. Our partnership with Iraq and its people, who serve on the front lines of this global fight, remains steadfast and unwavering. This flurry of attacks during Ramadan comes as Daesh is losing territory in Syria and Iraq. Indeed, Iraqi troops announced last week they had liberated the city of Fallujah, 40 miles west of Baghdad, from Daesh. This is a significant blow to the extremist group, which has already lost nearly 50% of the populated territory it had once controlled in Iraq. Retaking the city required a month-long offensive by Iraq's military forces, as well as robust support from the global coalition to counter ISIL. The United States is in close contact with Iraqi authorities and stands committed to supporting Iraqi security forces as they take the fight to Daesh strongholds and bring all responsible for these terrible crimes to justice.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.